everyone. Your designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly with My Soulful Home. And we've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Open concept. Does anyone else have an open concept room?
Semi.
No.
This is a good discussion because we have open, semi, and not.
And not
today.
I'm a closed book.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let's talk about what we like about open concept rooms to start with. I like it because my family can hang out in the living room, in the kitchen. We can all be together. Someone can be cooking, and we can be sitting in the living room, and it's all this one big happy feeling, you know, of everybody being together. What about you, Yvonne? What do you like about
it? Well, you know, I love to entertain, so I think it's a wonderful way, a floor plan, if you're going to entertain. It gives you an awful lot of space, an open space. And also, I like the idea of having more light. And this is something that I just love, lots and lots of natural light in my home. And one of my rooms in my semi-open concept is very dark. And I keep thinking, oh, if that wall just wasn't there, I'd get so much light from the outside windows on the other side of the wall. So those are two things that I like about it.
How about you, Kelly? Anything about it?
Yeah,
so you don't have it, but do you wish you had it?
I mean, well, I don't have it now, but I did have it. And the reason I don't have it now is because of the nature of the house. I mean, as you guys know, the house was built in 1886, so it just wouldn't lend itself to an open concept. I had some thoughts about taking a wall down, but you know, you don't want to have the whole house fall down either. So, you know, we didn't do that. And it just seems to suit this house. But I did build a house from scratch right before we almost right before we moved to California. We only lived in the house for about 8 months before we moved here.
And oh, that
that was open concept. So kitchen to sort of casual eating area into a big family room with the fireplace and all of that. So it went, you could look from, if you were standing at the stove, you could see all the way through to the fireplace. So that was the most open concept I had. And I really enjoyed it for the time we were there. I think it's a really nice way to live when, with a family, and it suited that house.
And Kelly, you brought up a really good point, and that is, you know, your home is historic. It's a Victorian farmhouse. You don't want to mess with that historic integrity of your home.
That's what I thought, Yvonne. I just thought, no, it just wouldn't be right.
And
I'm fortunate enough that we were able to do some reconfiguring in the kitchen where we have a large eat-in table in there. So everybody can sort of, you know how everybody ends up in the kitchen anyway?
Absolutely.
Which is probably one of the beauties of open concept. I bet if you took, you know, aerial pictures of when you entertain, I bet even in an open concept, people are in the kitchen. You know, if they're probably like, you know, the hot spot. They're still all in that area. So we have that happen here, but it's big enough, certainly for my family of four. And then when we have kids have people over or whatnot, we can all be in the kitchen, which spills out into the backyard.
And especially where you live, because outdoor living, you can live that, what, like eight, nine months of the year.
So it's, you know, it's working for this house, but I definitely think open concept is a great idea. We were chatting about when that started. We're thinking in the 90s.
In the 90s.
Right. So it's been around for a long time. Well, and so there are a lot of houses with an open concept.
And let me just throw this in. Before we built our home, we were looking at buying a beautiful big mill, like a three-story mill that had been converted into totally open concept. We're not, we're talking like not a wall in sight, except for the bathroom walls on all three floors. And it was beautiful. It was situated on a large stream and had lots of acreage. But you know, the only thing I could, I loved it. I mean, I absolutely loved it. But the only thing I, that really I kept thinking is, I've got little kids with lots of toys. And stuff. And I, that would just drive me insane.
There's no hiding the Legos. There's
no hiding. That's right.
Which is a good point. And that brings us to one of the downsides to an open concept room. And let's talk about some of the downsides to decorating, or what are some of the struggles, I mean, with decorating an open concept room?
Well, you need flow.
Yeah, you definitely need flow. Absolutely. And here's something. Here's a positive, though, about that. Then we'll get to the negative. You don't need as much furniture.
That is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you put in too much, I think that's a problem because it's easy.
That's the con.
Yeah, it's easy to make it feel crowded if you put too much furniture in.
And it can either be a plus or a minus, but you don't have walls to do art.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have a whole lot less wall space than we used to in our closed concept house. Mm-hmm. And the, I think the other thing is
Thought about that with the walls. Yeah, no art.
Yeah, there is. And then, well, I noticed it because we got rid of a ton of furniture. This house is about the same size as our old house, but it's open concept. So when we moved, I had to get rid of a ton of furniture and artwork. So,
For someone like me who loves furnishing, that would be difficult.
Oh, I've sold so much stuff. Yeah, it's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't bother me anymore. Actually, it's kind of fun after a while.
So you're good at that, though.
Things up. Yeah, you get used to it.
I think another downside of living with an open concept is you have no privacy, very little privacy. So you have to really love being with the people in your home all the time.
Uh-oh.
And I'm
sensing something here, Bobby.
No, mm-hmm. I do. But there are times like when my kids were younger, they just needed to get away from each other.
Right, right. And then everybody kind of has to head to their bedrooms or something like that.
And, you know, I'm the type of person, I love to be with people. I love people. I love to entertain. I love to do things. But I really do need my own downtime in my own space.
Yeah. Well, you can go mm-hmm. to another room. You can go to your office there.
Mm-hmm. And see, although we're pretty open, my office is not.
So that's there you go. Yeah, and I can close off mine as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about then what you need to do when you're decorating an open concept space. What are your tips for doing it right?
Oh, let's have one of our favorite phrases, the limited color palette.
Absolutely.
Wow. You know, if that's only one tip you get from us, take it and run with it.
And there is so much going on for your eye to see because there's nothing hidden. Yeah. There's no walls to break that up.
Exactly.
So you don't want a lot of color coming at you. It's just, it would be sensory overload.
Well, and the other thing is the bigger the space, the more that's in it, the more it can feel overwhelming and busy and cluttered. So if you have a limited color palette, not only does it make the room feel calmer and just more flow, but you want all the whole space to have the same color palette because then it feels like it goes together. You don't want to have, you know, a red area and then a blue area and then a green area.
Right.
I don't want that in my my semi-open concept home.
I don't want that in my closed concept either.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. You're taking one big open space in a totally open concept area, and you're making it have different functions. Mm-hmm. So you need, like, the kitchen space and the eating space and the entertaining space and the family space. And you have all those spaces contained in one room instead of several rooms or several spaces that have maybe a half wall or part of a wall that gives it a little more structure. You have nothing. So putting all those functional rooms into one big space, you have to be so careful that you don't overwhelm your senses.
And
color, I think, color is the perfect way, or limited color is the perfect way to do that.
Right. There's so many tips for working on an open concept room, but using color, the same color throughout the space to unify it, to me is the number one tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's another one. Using, just like we talk about how to corral a vignette with a tray, let's corral everything in an area and anchor it with a rug.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
It delineates space. It delineates the purpose of that space.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Well, and what you're... Right. So you want these seating areas. If you have room for more than one seating area, go ahead and put that in there rather than forcing one big seating area. And when you have an open concept room, don't put all your furniture up against the wall.
Good point.
It's like they're being held up. Okay, furniture. Everyone against the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it reminds me of.
And then all
of
you go sit on those couches against the wall. Yeah. What you can do, too, is... exactly what Anita's saying. If you create different areas with your seating, so maybe there is the big comfy sofa that the family watches TV on, and instead of then flanking it with two chairs, create a little maybe gaming area or reading or studying area with two chairs and a small table, if you can get away with that, over on the other side of the room.
That's a pretty look too, Kelly.
Yeah, so you're creating different destinations to do, you know, different tasks.
I love that. Creating different destinations in your house.
Yeah. Which is what you really do in the backyard too. And what is the backyard except one giant open concept generally? You know, usually people don't have like a stream and a waterfall and a pool. And, you know, they have a yard. And then in order to make the yard feel more like a house, or more like a livable space and make it feel bigger, you create little rooms. You put a bistro table and chairs or something. So maybe think of an open concept in a similar fashion. What we did in the house that we built, so picture you're in my kitchen, and then I had not an island but a peninsula coming out.
Yes, gotcha.
So the cabinets all around the floor of the kitchen, then this peninsula. And then so that was almost like a break. Okay, the kitchen stopped, but you could see over it, obviously. There was no cabinetry on top. And then the next area, there were some French doors, and there was a round pedestal, you know, sort of casual dining table. Mm-hmm. And then I did a sort of a half wall, lower than a half wall, you know, definitely higher than a knee wall, almost like it was just to the top of the sofa. Just a wall.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And it was, it almost acted, I mean, people didn't, I didn't put lamps on or anything, but it almost acted like a console table behind the big sofa.
That's nice.
And so it just was,
Kelly,
for
that's
your
a
eye.
Wonderful idea. It delineates that for you.
Right. It just broke it up a little bit. And that's something, if you have an open concept now and it doesn't have any walls like that, that's not a structural thing. And it really wouldn't be that difficult, I don't think, to just frame out and create a division like that. And even though it really didn't, you really wouldn't hang art on it. It was too low, or a mirror or anything that would look weird. But I think the girls might have colored on it at one point, but that was just sort of graffiti artists at work, because they were as tall as that wall. But, you know, it just kind of broke it up in your eye.
Now, when you do things just like you're saying, Kelly, using a half wall, or sometimes like using a columns, you know, on either
we had
go up to the ceiling.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Although it still is open, it gives that space. It's almost like an optical illusion. It has the illusion of creating its own space because you have extra elements in there that give it parameters. I think that's a wonderful idea.
I haven't thought about that house in detail in a long time, because it was sort of like, we built it, and then Peter got this opportunity to come out to California and he wanted to try it. And I was like, I don't want to leave. I just built this house. Literally, I was like, should I use polished nickel or oil rub bronze, you know, hardware on the cabinet? And he was like, what do you think about moving to LA? And I'm like, what? No, I just want to talk about like cabinet hardware.
See you on vacation there, honey.
Exactly.
Here's the nice thing about doing what you're talking about. You don't have to pick whether to be totally open or closed. You can do a little bit of both.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is what you have. Now, why are you semi?
Tell us the semi part. If you look at my house is a farmhouse style, very traditional in its layout. It has, just think of two big wide bowling alleys. The front part is one and the back part is the other. And the it's totally open. It's dining room, foyer, living room, and then in the back it's kitchen, breakfast nook, family room. And then there's offshoots of that as well, because we have, like, if you go through the mudroom, you can either go to the laundry room or to the office. We have two bathrooms downstairs to sort of mix that up. But generally, when I look at my house, I think of two big bowling lanes and how to work within that. And flow and using the same colors actually is very, very important to get that look. Now, the front of my house is a little more formal than the back of my house, but I'll have to let you girls in a little secret. And Bobby, do not listen to this part.
Bobby. Okay. Bobby.
This is not for your ears yet.
Get out of the open concept area.
Yeah, I have to warm Bob up to my ideas. My daughter Jacqueline said, because my family room, it really needs to be bigger. As our family grows, because we have a grandchild and we're expecting another little grandbaby in June. It's so fabulous. But anyway, you know, we have more people to fit in those rooms now. And
more toys.
I know. Well,
can you get toys in a limited palette?
Yes. Well, now you can.
Oh, you can?
Oh, my gosh.
Or only organic cotton.
Well, anyway, I'm thinking about knocking the wall between my family room and my more formal living room.
Wow.
Totally out. And right now we have French doors between them and glass that you can see. And it's really nice. We can open them up, but it's still, the opening's not wide enough that there's great flow. The problem is, I know this is a load bearing wall. I mean, there's no way around it. There's only the one wall that separates the two parts has to be a load bearing wall. So that's the biggest thing about taking a house that's already built and making it open is messing with that load bearing wall. Yeah. So I'm really thinking about it, and I'm thinking that would give us more space and we could open it up and we could double our family room size and really utilize that area in the front of our house.
So,
I'll let you know in about a year.
Okay. and we won't tell Bobby.
No, listen, Bobby. That's right.
We'll be like, how's it going there with the load-bearing wall coming down?
I have a couple of those projects going on right now. But I think it's important that you can do those things. The issue is the cost. It just might be cost prohibitive for us to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get back to some things that people can do to decorate their open concept rooms. And another idea is to use similar furniture styles to kind of pull it all together. So kind of like, you know, what Yvonne had said in the past, is some of these red-toned stained woods, you know, don't go so well with the lighter, maybe some maple or walnut. So you want to kind of make sure all your furniture, it doesn't have to be the same stain, but the woods kind of complement each other.
And I think you could use a color palette that works together. And, you know, you don't have to have like the same sofa. But you want to have, like, you could either have the same style of sofa and maybe something a little different than like, maybe have a really neutral and then just have one that's sort of a neutral tone-on-tone print if you want to do that, the same style. Or have the sofas be different styles but have them be the same color. You know, there's all kinds of ways you can create that look. The sky's the limit. And that's the fun part. That's the beauty of open concept, is there are so many options for you.
Oh, yeah.
The downside is I'd have to get rid of 3/4 of the furniture in my home.
That's true. I mean, you really can't put as... Although what we did in our living room, because the sofa's kind of in the middle of the room, because it opens to the kitchen. So what I did was, so when you walk in the back door, you're actually, it looks weird, I think, in a way, because you're walking behind the sofa, because the seating area is the living room area is to your left, and the kitchen is to your, living area is to your right, the kitchen area is to your left. So to the right is the back of a sofa. So what I did was I put a table or a sofa table or whatever you want to call it behind the sofa, and then two chairs there on either side. Lamps. So you kind of don't feel like you're looking at the back of something or that you came in the back way, which
this is such a good point, Anita, you have to make your own walkway.
Yes.
In a room. You know, you have to make an area that you can walk through, like a movement, a good flow for your movement. And that's really important to do that. So that was good thinking, Anita, because really you just made a pathway.
Well,
and an attractive one nonetheless.
Well, and one where you don't feel like you're looking at the back of something. So you've got those nice chairs and then you can sit there. So you can't sit, you know, on the back of the sofa.
And I have the same problem in my house, because if you are standing in my kitchen, you're going to partially look at the back of a sofa. Mm-hmm. But I can't put something else in there because it abuts my breakfast nook. Okay. And there's just too much in there already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
I think the flooring is really important. I mean, generally, you would imagine something.
Yes.
If your house was purposefully designed with an open concept, it's going to have the same flooring
right.
to unify the whole space. But if you're making it into an open concept space, you have to take into consideration the flooring. Maybe you have tile in the kitchen, and maybe you have carpeting or hardwood someplace else. You may want to consider, or at least, you know, throw it into the budget considerations of changing all the flooring or having the floor sanded and stained to match.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That to me probably would be one of the most important things to do first.
Yeah, it would depend on how it looked, but yeah, I would probably opt to, depending on the budget, to go ahead and change out that flooring.
Again, in our house, we had a combination of carpet and hardwood, and we quickly knew that although it delineated the space, it didn't give us that open look we wanted so much.
Yes.
And we just decided, okay, we're just going to get rid of the carpeting. And we did. And we put the hardwood down ourselves. And it makes such a huge difference.
You all are so handy.
So that's a good tip. Now, when I say we, I mean Bobby.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know. Yeah,
Bobby. So, Bobby's a handy one.
We are very handy. That's right. Yes.
I think one of the big words here for open concept is balance.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you don't want all your tall furniture on one side and then the short furniture on the other side. You know, I think that's sometimes people do. They're not thinking about it all as a whole. I think you have to step back. And, you know, my favorite tip for decorating any room is always take a photo of it.
Yes, the good
there's
idea.
There's so many things you're not going to notice just walking around. You're so used to your house. But once you take a picture of it, put it on your computer screen, then you're going to say, oh, I didn't even notice, you know, fill in the blank. There'll be a bunch of things you didn't notice if you've never gone through this before. But that's one of the things I've noticed in some rooms, that they don't feel balanced because the furniture's not all similarly,
right.
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's another, I'm just going to piggyback off of that, Anita. You do need varying heights in a room or everything just... It looks like you're looking over everything. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to be very careful about making sure you incorporate tall pieces along any of the walls that you do have.
Right. Like,
you
and
know,
that's what I'm saying.
A tall buffet or something like that.
Don't crowd them all in one spot. Kind
exactly.
of space them kind of around
exactly.
the room. And then I think that's the other thing. If you've got really tall ceilings, well, actually, this is something I've seen a lot, is that people put in very small furniture in a big room, maybe with a tall ceiling, or even if it's not a tall ceiling, if it's a big room, you don't want lots of little furniture in there. It ends up looking, you know, kind of like a furniture store.
Yeah, or a dollhouse.
Especially in an open space, you do want fewer pieces of furniture, but probably nice size furniture
To
work.
I think so.
Yeah, to delineate a space. That's correct. I really agree with that. The other thing that I think you can do, if you want to make a place a little more private, and we were thinking about doing this with my family room because it abuts my breakfast room, and we're thinking, I would have loved to almost had like a partial wall where my sofa is. And at one point I was thinking about buying just a bunch of old doors that had glass in them. And making a wall out of them, almost like a partition, but you could sort of see through it.
Right. I've seen people do that. It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, I walked back, I drove my daughter to her day program today, and there was a screen door on the ground because I live in this
old neighborhood. Stop! Get it!
I know.
Wait!
I bet
tell me you put it
now.
In your car.
A jewel!
I didn't grab it because I thought, what am I going to do with this?
We'll wait. Go back. Okay.
We don't mind.
Right.
As soon as we're done this podcast or this episode, I want you to get in your car and go get that.
Yeah. And I want to see a picture of it.
In your house.
It looked a little, we call it farm fresh. It
Kind
of dirty.
Like what do you call it? Rusty, chippy, crusty? Is that
rusty,
what you call
crusty,
it?
Rusty, crusty, chippy.
Rusty, crusty, chippy.
I keep saying
chippy.
That backwards.
I
like,
love that.
The words right. That's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But even using architectural
things. I'm a little
disappointed
you didn't get the screen door. Okay.
I had to come back and talk to y'all here. See?
Oh, okay.
Oh, how now? How?
Oh, y'all. We're
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it would take like 3 extra seconds. But those...
Oh.
In...
Sounds like she has experience.
I know. Yeah. In decorating an open style, you can use beautiful architectural things like an old screen door. There's so many beautiful ways to use that because you've got such mm-hmm. a great open space. So yeah. you can hang it from the wall. You can put it, you know, put a few together and make a screen. Hang it from the ceiling. There's so many great ways to use old things like that to give added character, because that's something you really need to do, is really think about yeah. adding a lot of beautiful character to those open concept rooms.
And yeah. if it's a tall ceiling, or, you know, well, even if it's not a tall ceiling, I mean, really think about, too, don't forget about your ceiling. I mean, mm-hmm. you can plank it. You can add beams. There's so many beautiful treatments you can do to your ceiling.
It's another way to delineate the space, too. If you did decide to do the planking, we had very high ceilings in the family room in that mm-hmm. house that I've been telling you about. Mm-hmm. It went all the way up, and a giant wall of windows. It was a really beautiful house. I'm really not sure why I left it.
Well, because you wanted to live with your husband.
That's true. That's true. Exactly.
Let's remind her.
It was time to give it a try. I said, okay, surfer boy, we'll try California. But he doesn't surf. I just decided to say that. We had giant high ceilings, and it was difficult to make that space really feel comfortable and warm. And mm-hmm, so all the suggestions that you are giving now, had I lived there longer, I probably would have used them all.
Incorporated some of those.
Yeah, right. Because it is kind of a difficult way to decorate an open concept.
When I think of open concept, I really think of Magnolia Farms and Joe, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Joe and Chip, but because they've made that so hot right now and in style yeah. right now. But you have to remember, she's a designer and she does this all day long, and she makes it look effortless.
And she has a giant team of people.
I know, but I really, really think open concept is really a difficult something to decorate. It's not as easy as just you're going to decorate a room that's closed mm-hmm. off. There's a lot of things to consider when you're thinking about open concept. It can be done beautifully, but you really have to work at it.
Yeah, the bigger the room, I agree with you, Yvonne, the more moving parts, the more mm-hmm. complex it is, the more difficult it is to get it right. I mean, mm-hmm. I think the smaller the mm-hmm. room, the easier it is to make it work. So,
and let me just also say this. One of the biggest pluses of open concept, if you are, especially if it's a new build, if you're thinking about building something that's not as spacious as you'd like, it works best in small houses. It's wonderful to do something open concept.
That's true. I mean, we did mm-hmm. that at our farm. I mean, it's a 1,000 square foot house, two bedrooms. And I know some other, if it had been an old house, then it would have been all chopped up, and then the rooms really do feel very small. But
they do.
It's not a big living area kitchen, but because it's open concept, it and we have tall ceilings, it feels much more spacious than it really is.
Mm. Yeah, it lives larger.
It does, exactly.
And so if you're in a small house that you can't really maybe go fully open concept, here's an mm-hmm. idea. And actually, a client of mine just did this, and it really changed the whole look. Mm. She had not a large kitchen, and almost like a little bit wider than a galley kitchen, mm-hmm. and lots of cabinetry, you know, probably a little bit more than she needed. And it abutted the dining room. And so what she decided to do was just sacrifice some cabinets, maybe four cabinets. And we opened up that wall to the dining room to make sort of
the whole wall or the half?
No, not just like an opening, like almost a large mm-hmm. pass-through. So there was still mm-hmm. counter, oh, okay. and then there was a little bit of space, you know, a little bit of height.
Sure.
And then, kind of like window framed it. Oh, it made the opening. And you're not necessarily going to be passing the pancakes and all that through, but you're involved especially if it's a smaller home where, you know, the kids don't have all their own rooms to do their homework, or there's not a study or something. So you're using the dining room as a pseudo office as well, or a homework area. Mm-hmm. So she could be in the kitchen doing her thing, getting dinner ready, and her boys could be right in the dining room, and they're still seeing each other, even if, you know, they're concentrating and not talking. They're still together in a sense, or if they have a question, mm-hmm. she can answer instead of coming around and out of the kitchen. Because, you know, even though you're just steps away, you don't feel together.
And Kelly, the most embraced biggest area of our homes to have an open concept is our kitchens.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the other tip, the last tip I have for today, because I can see our time is running out, is to, just like we said, not to use small furniture in an open concept room, not to use lots of little pieces of furniture. The same thing applies to accessories, not to have lots of little tchotchkes all over.
Yes.
Because the room is big, it's going to really feel cluttered and it's just going to detract from that open feeling of the room. So when you
less is best.
Right. Clean surfaces with not a lot of stuff on them, maybe just one or two decorative things that are large and beautiful. You're done. You don't need to keep going. Yeah. So there you go.
Good.
Perfect. So, another thing that you're doing, because if your kitchen is exposed, you know, you have tile and maybe you have the backsplash or you have tile floor or something like that. And so we want to introduce you to our sponsor for today's episode is Thomas Avenue Ceramics.
Oh, and I love that. Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it.
We're so excited about it, too.
Yeah, they have a really terrific and expansive selection of tiles online. And we're sampling some of their tiles. So when we're talking to you about them, we've seen them there. We're touching them. They're, the tiles are coming to our house so we can have, you know, firsthand knowledge of them. So far, we're just blown away by the samples that we're getting.
And, well, and you know, I got Kelly. They sent me a tile that's a marble. So it's really tile, but it looks like marble. And so the beauty of it. Now I know we didn't really agree in the countertop section on whether or not marble stains. But for those of you that are concerned, if you are concerned about marble staining, this is a great option for you because it looks like marble, but it's really
on the backsplash.
Ceramic
tile. Oh, so it's ceramic.
Yes.
You know what? I may have them send me that as well. I got a beautiful basket weave sort of chevrony subway tile that is out of this world.
Yeah. So have a look at thomasavenueceramics.com. And if you're interested in making a purchase for our listeners, they're offering a 20% discount. Use the code DTT. Sure, for decorating tips and tricks at checkout, and you will receive 20% off your purchase at Thomas Avenue Ceramics.
And we'll put that in the show notes. But girls, this was such a good discussion on open concept, but we're done for today.
Aww.
I know. I could talk about another hour on open
concept.
I could
too.
But we want you to remember that we are here to help you create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.